Bud. Boxing's Biggest Boogeyman. Article by Tough Glove Boxing. Ducking Terence Crawford proves to be a bad omen? This past Saturday, the boxing world witnessed a brutal reminder of the dangers of underestimating opponents and, perhaps, the cosmic consequences of ducking one of the sport's most feared competitors, Terence Bud Crawford. Tim Zhu, the rising Australian star, took a serious beating at the hands of Bakram Murtazalev, a fighter many fans discredited as an unknown nobody. Zhu appeared to look past his opponent, with no active game plan, as Murtazalev relentlessly punished him with the same left hook over and over. The final blow came when Zhu's team mercifully threw in the towel, saving their fighter from further damage. Yet, mainstream media painted Zhu as a warrior, commending his resilience for getting back up repeatedly, something Devin Haney, it seems, never received credit for despite going 12 hard rounds with Ryan Garcia and making it a close fight. But Zhu's loss goes beyond just a lapse in preparation or underestimating his opponent. Leading up to this fight, Zhu made some questionable comments about Turki Alalshik, boxing's newest power broker, dismissing him as a kid who wants a lollipop. Even more shockingly, he brushed off Terence Crawford, calling him easy work. This is the same Crawford that Zhu avoided fighting last year, choosing instead to fight Keith Thurman, about that later morphed into a matchup against Sebastian Fundora. In that fight, Zhu lost his title, and this latest defeat raises a curious question: has ducking Crawford become a curse in boxing? A history of ducking Crawford. It's not just Tim Zhu. The trend of fighters avoiding Crawford stretches back years, and for many of them, their careers seem to unravel afterward. Take Mikey Garcia and Danny Garcia, both of whom fled the 140-pound division when the looming threat of a Crawford showdown became real. Manny Pacquiao famously ducked Crawford before losing to Jeff Horn in a shocking upset. Keith Thurman, another fighter who sidestepped a Crawford fight, would later lose to Pacquiao. Yadenis Yugas also turned down a Crawford fight before losing to Sean Porter. Most famously, Errol Spence Jr. ducked Crawford for nearly 5 years, only to be demolished by Crawford in a fight that exposed Spence's limitations in front of the entire world. But it doesn't end there. Virgil Ortiz and Jaron Ennis both passed on opportunities to fight Crawford in 2022. Jermall Charlo ducked a fight with Zhu only to take a riskier bout with Canelo Alvarez, where he was thoroughly outclassed, and later dropped his belts to avoid a Crawford fight. Even Sebastian Fundora, who became champion after fighting Zhu, swerved a potential Crawford bout to chase Errol Spence, a move that left fans scratching their heads as Spence himself had been dismantled by Crawford. The Omaha Monster. Is it possible that turning away from the chance to fight Crawford comes with a curse? The evidence suggests so. Fighters who evade the Omaha Monster often find themselves facing unexpected defeats, career setbacks, and public criticism. The trend points to an unavoidable conclusion: avoiding Terence Crawford could very well be a bad omen. Tim Zhu's recent loss fits perfectly into this narrative. Instead of embracing the challenge of facing one of boxing's pound-for-pound kings, Zhu looked for easier paths, only to find himself the victim of a brutal beating by a so-called nobody in Murtazalev. What's next? Canelo in the crosshairs. As the boxing world waits for Canelo Alvarez's next move, speculation is growing about whether he will join the list of fighters who duck Crawford. If history tells us anything, choosing to avoid the Crawford challenge may come with a heavy price. The case for Terence Crawford as the real boogeyman of boxing is stronger than ever. Fighters who avoid him seem cursed by bad luck, poor performances, and career derailments. Whether it's Mikey Garcia's sudden decline, Manny Pacquiao's loss to Jeff Horn, or Errol Spence's shocking defeat, the evidence is clear: ducking Crawford might just be the worst decision a fighter can make. Facing Crawford is to face greatness. The boxing world has a lesson to learn: there are no shortcuts to greatness. In an era where fighters increasingly prioritize business decisions over legacy, Terence Crawford stands as a reminder that true greatness demands facing the best. As fighters continue to dodge Bud Crawford, they may be risking more than just a loss, they may be risking their careers. For Tim Zhu, the lesson came hard and fast. And for others, like Canelo, Jaron Ennis, and Virgil Ortiz, the clock is ticking.